Birch Bay there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It is Birch Bay. Yeah, so have you been back since after COVID?
No, I haven't. I've just about given up everything in my life, pretty much all, and just got memories, and I suppose that's better than nothing.
Now, when it's all over with, that's all you have is memories, so good for you. But, no, I haven't been up to Birch Bay. Usually we go up there every 4th of July. My wife has a Worldmark membership where you can rent these condos with so many points every year and all like that. And we usually get a place right across the street from the beach and watch the fireworks and eat seafood and just hang out and enjoy the warm weather. But I am looking forward to meeting you face-to-face along with James and Nikki and the rest of the Motley crew a week from tomorrow.
Sure, at the shelf and swap there. I hope we better team up there. Yeah, that'll be good. We'll look forward to seeing you and Gail.
Yep, and last night on, let's see, Merlin and Rox did the TGIF net, but the check in the chat net, it was Uncle Johnny's music, other half, Michelle, was running the net. And they both said they'll be up there also. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to putting the faces to the voices.
Oh, yeah, you should have a good time. That'll be great. We look forward to it. A week from now, right.
And in May, I think it's the Saturday before Mother's Day, in the town of Stanwood, which is part of Snohomish County, so two counties down south where I'm at, and right off the freeway, about probably 15 minutes off the freeway, is the Stanwood Camino Amateur Radio Club Swap Meet, which is held at the Stanwood Middle School Gymnasium, and I've been there, I think, 2 years in the past prior to COVID. And it's not as big as your guys probably, but it's definitely smaller than the one down in Puyallup where James went to, VE7ROX, way back when. But the Puyallup one is at the fairgrounds, and that takes up a few buildings. But the one up in Maple Ridge next week, I'm really not in the market for anything. I just want to go up there and meet some people and eat some lunch and then just shop around, and who knows what will happen.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you'll win the door for it. Guaranteed. So we're looking forward to it, very much so.
The thing I love about door prizes is you can never have enough doors.
Exactly.
One door closes, another door opens.
I tend to give away everything because none of it's Kenwood. You hear that, Chuck? If it's as I win a radio, it's yours.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot there, James. Ken would, but Bob wouldn't. So that sounds great. But I don't, we don't usually win too much. 7-3 there, you guys. 7-3 and 88. Look forward to seeing everybody. I'll have to take an energy pill or something. For that day. 7-3.
I'll just bring one of those little tiny butt stools and you can sit down.
Okay. Anyway. Yep. 7-3, guys. Have a good evening. Enjoy yourselves. And it's, the weather's been pretty good here. Pretty dry.
Oh, yeah. Well, you enjoy yourself too, Chuck. 7-3.
Victor Echo 7, Lima, Charlie, Golf.
Go ahead.
Roger, Roger, Victor Echo 7, Lima, Charlie, Golf, Daniel from Coquitlam. I don't know in what I entered in this moment, over.
What was that,
Daniel? Go ahead, Daniel.
Hello, who is here?
There's James, VE7 Tango Golf. This is Kilo India 7 Tango Oscar Yankee, John, Whatcom County. And Chuck just got off there, VE7 Tango Echo Tango. So welcome to the club.
Oh, very high society, yeah. I don't have much to say. I was with my roommate over hills, over mountains, crossing the oceans, 4 kilometers, that is 3 miles, to a favorite coffee, where I drank so much coffee that I almost intoxicated myself. Believe it or not, it's not about the heart, it's they put something in the coffee in the last month, in the last year at Starbucks. And I came back, I didn't feel very well, and now I recovered after 1 hour, whatever it was I eliminated. What about you guys?
Well,
go ahead, James.
What did I do tonight? I went and had a CT scan, and then went and got something to eat, because I was allowed to eat again, and came home.
Yes, various activities, I don't even dare to ask more. All I wish well to everybody. I am 61 plus. After 61, I declare only 61 plus, whatever year it is. And I am still lucky to be healthy, or lucky not to know that I have anything. How is James today? I understand the rocks in the box, it's over there.
How am I today? Well, I guess I'm doing okay now after my CT scan. A sunny day, it was fairly warm, it's 12 degrees right now, but they're calling for rain. You never can tell. Here it just comes and goes real quickly, being that the island is so skinny. It never sticks around very long, at least this time of the year. Got my new security camera up and playing with that. Washed my car. Oh, I power washed our deck today. Clean off the brand new roof, little pebbles that fell on the deck. They don't feel good when you're walking on your bare feet. Oh, so that's all nice and clean, and washed all the lawn chairs and the table, barbecue. It's all nice and clean out there. Moved my big antenna off the deck. Gotta do a little work on it tomorrow and then stick it back up this week. That's about it.
What about the camera?
The camera? Security camera. Well, it's a highfalutin one. It zooms in, zooms out, high def. It tilts, turns 360, looks at night time, and it pulls you if you're in the backyard, because I forgot to turn off the setting.
Oh, I thought it is a photographic camera. I am proud of myself. This morning I woke up and I was full of energy. I wrote 3 articles. I sent them to John, the editor here at Surrey, the communicator. He took them. He tries to do something even for the 1st of May. And if not, it remains for the next edition in 2 months from now. I am proud of myself because I didn't write and publish under my name, under my real name, since February, March 2024, I think.
Huh. Well, then you had a busy day.
I am very fast, so if I woke at 7 o'clock in the morning, I already had the screenshots, pictures, and I said, you know what, so many people ask me and I have to send them the material and so on and to explain what the pictures are. Just do full materials about Yaesu FT710, FT8 settings, ALC settings, And I don't remember what about this, the third one, but I will tell you.
Huh.
Yeah, I have to look in the email to see what I sent.
Okay.
I entered in the email now and external display for transceiver. So it's also about Yaesu FT710 and ICOM 7300 Make 2 that has an HDMI port over there. And the idea is instead of putting a display, put a video adapter card, a video capture card, USB, and use your computer. Your computer is on the desk anyhow, it consumes a lot of space. In my case, it has a 34 inches monitor, curved monitor, and another one 24 inches. So if I would put on the desk another one, actually I don't have where to put more monitors. So I would use whatever I have when I use the transceiver. And when not, boom, it switched off, over.
Oh yeah, I use a 40-inch monitor on mine. And my security cameras, I use my computer. I got four drives in there, and they're pretty darn big. Lots of space. Lots of pictures, but lots of space.
My roommate is in a better or similar position than me. She put her desktop computer, also a strong computer, a gaming computer like mine. We started with the same configuration and we departed from there just a bit. She put a 55 4K TV as computer monitor. It's absolutely awesome. And yeah, when you have space, it's something else than on the cell phone. If it is to buy on the cell phone something from Amazon, AliExpress, Timu, oh boy, I would spend hours and hours. I am not a cell phone user. Like this, we have really space on the monitor. Over.
Oh yeah, I use mine on the security cam on the cell phone and on the computer. It's just easier. But when I'm not at home, I can check out and see if the cat's okay, or I can have a look outside and make sure the antennas are okay. That's what I really wanted it for. And then the second camera will be on the tower, and it will look at all the local islands here, out into the ocean. I'll be able to see Mount Baker on a sunny day, and the local mountains. I'm going to put the second camera as close to the top of the tower as possible.
Yeah, when you have properties, big house, big space, you need to protect it. Me, I don't worry in this way. I am in a small rental apartment at the last level, 130 meters above the ocean. And from the radio point of view, even if I put a nail in the back of my transceiver, it is not only a nail, it is a nail at 130 meters above sea level, so yeah, it really works. Thank you guys, I thought I go to take a dandelion tea to eliminate whatever is still left. Practically, it's just an extra because I'm already okay. I don't know what they put in Starbucks coffee. In the last month, everybody, absolutely everybody, that means my roommate, also we noticed something changed. Over.
Roger, roger. Gotta take a break. Gotta go do something. But I'll be back. Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf. Good talking to you again, Daniel.
Victor Echo 7, Lima, Charlie Golf. Thank you very much. Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf. I am also going to take care of the tea and watch a little YouTube. I have to take out some ads from some music that I have and that I use to sleep. 73, Victor Echo 7, Lima, Charlie Golf, Daniel from Coquitlam. Bye-bye.
Daniel, thanks for checking in. Kilo India 7, Tango Oscar Yankee, John in Whatcom County. Fun to listen to you as always.